I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend marks a big day for West Virginia hunters. It is opening day of the archery season in West Virginia. We'll talk more about it right after this. Last year, the 2014 archery season came in on the last weekend in September, and that'll happen again this September. The earlier start date may catch some hunters off guard, but Scott Warner at DNR tells us it should be a banner year for those who hunt with the bow and arrow.
In terms of what hunters can find, I'm always an optimist, but I think this year I'm going to be right on. There's a lot to be looked for, you know, for the hunters to be looking forward to. Numbers seem to be pretty healthy this year, so we're thinking that the overall harvest is going to be very similar to what we had last year when bow hunters harvested around 30,000 deer, so that's good news. Mass conditions look to be very abundant, which can be good and bad for some of those hunters who spend a little bit of time or have been spending a little bit of time doing the right scouting out in the woods. They're going to find that majority of the deer that we, especially early in the season, are going to be found a little bit deeper in the woods.
As for those mass conditions, he mentioned the oaks, which are the most attractive for deer, and they are in abundance.
Overall mass conditions, it's really good. If you're looking at just oak, it's going to be abundant, and that's pretty much statewide. We've been out doing a little bit of scouting on our own and doing a little bit of squirrel hunting as well, and it seems like the white oak, they're around the house or in the areas that we hunt, is really abundant this year.
Now, given the early opening date, hunters may opt to hold off on hunting a big buck until the rut kicks in, but that's more than a month away.
Won't be really interested in going after that bigger, larger antler deer, hopefully, till the rut, but that doesn't mean that, you know, opportunities won't exist for, you know, the hunters to see bigger deer, but you're going to have to really look at moving your tree stand around or possibly following their behavior.
Warner reminds us, though, if you want to buy that extra buck stamp for bow, you have to do that by midnight Friday.
As important as the 27th may be, the 26th, the Friday before, is actually another important day because that's the last day that they can purchase those additional buck stamps. So if you're like me, you know, I always have big expectations. I'm hoping that we can put a couple of deer in the freezer early in the season and maybe concentrate a little bit more on buck hunting later on in the fall.
And you can buy that online at wvhunt.com. Good luck and happy hunting. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.